From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump waging war words this weekend over U.S. professional athletes who refused to stand before games for the playing of the country's national anthem, saying they should be fired, and suggesting that fans should boycott the games in protest of the players. The players have waged a protest for what they see as disparities in the treatment of minorities in the country, and Mr. Trump's own divisive comments about U.S. race relations, especially after he equated neo-Nazi demonstrators with counter-protesters after a rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia, that left one woman dead. His comments about NFL players came a day after he disinvited one of the world's top basketball players, Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, from visiting the White House to celebrate their National Basketball Association championship after the star player said he was wavering whether to go in protest of Mr. Trump's comments of the treatment of minorities. At the UN General Assembly Saturday, the foreign minister of North Korea responded to President Trump, and a senior Indian official lashed out at Pakistan. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho's statements were some of the most anticipated. He called Mr. Trump a mentally deranged person full of megalomania, who is on a suicide mission of his own, and peppered his 22-minute address with other choice words and insults. In his speech Tuesday, the U.S. president called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and said he was on a suicide mission with his nuclear program. It's believed by some experts that an earthquake that hit North Korea Saturday near the country's nuclear test site was likely a natural tremor and not a nuclear explosion, as some had speculated earlier. This is VOA News.